Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Hey, friends. It is so exciting to have you back to Catching Time. It's Miss Rachel and Brian here, and we've got a question to start off today.
Yeah.
And, you know, Brian, I told you right away I want to ask this question.
Yeah.
So here we go. We're going right into it.
Ready.
How often do you raise your hand in class, and why is that?
So if I'm answering as a student, when I was a student, I didn't raise my hand very much in class.
What?
I just spoke. Like, there wasn't.
Oh, no.
I really struggled with that whole impulse control thing. And so, as the teacher spoke, I was ready to answer. I was not going to wait. Who's going to raise their hand and wait their turn? So, I think as I got older, and depending on the subject, really depending on the subject, I felt more confident to raise my hand in like science or I would say English, not because I can write really well, but like, I understood the material, right? I understood the book we were reading or the story we were telling or the presentation we were doing. So there I felt more comfortable. But like math, I was never raising my hand in math. No,
that was not the thing.
Brian's spot.
Yeah.
What about you? Where would you find yourself raising your hand? Did you raise your hand? Did you just call out? I don't know.
I did raise my hand because I saw what would happen if I didn't raise my hand and just talked, and I would get in trouble, and I didn't want to be in trouble. You know, I'm thinking back to elementary school, you know, when we're taught, you know, if you want to speak, raise your hand or different things like that. But yeah, I always want to raise my hand because I always have a thought that comes to my mind. But I also think about those times where it depends. I say that a lot. It depends. Mm-hmm. You know, like what was the situation? Does my friend want to answer it? And I see them really exciting and fidgeting in their seat. And so I want them to have a chance to say it. Or Brian, I just realized I have this thing that I'll do where I'll raise my hand, say it, but then I hear somebody else. And then sometimes I will go over them because I'm like, oh, yeah, and this.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to watch myself and make sure that I'm not overbearing is the right word to other people.
Question again, because I've been thinking about it a little bit more, but I think I'm thinking wrong. So,
how often do you raise your hand in class?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, so also, too, when you raise your hand in class, we're thinking just answering, but it's also asking a question. How often are you raising your hand to ask a question?
Oh,
which I was really not good at.
Yeah.
I really should have raised my hand more. I should have asked more questions. And as I've gotten older, I go, curiosity is great. We should ask more questions.
Yes.
We should always seek to find better answers.
Uh-huh.
But I also go as a teacher or facilitator. Sometimes questions get really annoying. So, right, like I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah, right. So I don't know how to strike that balance too, even when I ask it to a student or a friend or my own child is, hey, are you asking questions in class? You know, I don't know. What do you think, Rachel?
Yeah. Well, I think we could do this a couple of different ways. Like if I'm going to ask this of a preschooler, they may not understand what I'm asking them. So I may say like, hey, do you raise your hand in class? When you did raise your hand, what were you saying? What did you say? Was it in response to the teacher saying, what's your favorite color? Or was it just because you wanted to talk? For an elementary school kid, I think this is going to ask some interesting questions for them of, do they feel comfortable speaking out loud and by themselves? Maybe they don't want to talk. Maybe they want to stay quiet and they don't think what they have to say is worth saying. Or they don't realize, hey, maybe I really should ask that question because I don't understand the assignment. And how's the teacher going to react to me? About it? The important question is the second one, why?
Yeah.
We want to know why, because then why is that, like you were saying, the curious part about it. For a preteen, they are looking for answers. Even our middle schoolers, it's the age of the why is like four. Why, Mom?
Yeah.
Why? And it's like, you know, trying to figure out, well, why are you asking me all these questions? And so for each kid, it's going to be a little bit different. But I think this is a really good question that can be asked at different stages, but also different days of the week. you know, depending on like, hey, it's been a long week or has it been a short week or how are they feeling this week? How many things have been happening? So, yeah.
How do we turn this question spiritual? Is there a way?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been trying to think through that in my head of like, what is it like to raise our hand for God? And that, that sounds kind of weird.
Yeah.
But like what questions do you wish you could raise your hand in church and actually have the pastor answer instead of him talking about whatever he wants to talk about, right? Currently in the fruits of the Spirit, which is great, but like what would you raise your hand and ask in church or or what answer do you feel like you would feel confident to give in church? That's a weird question. I don't know. That one might get a little too again, for a high schooler, that's abstract. You can get there.
Yeah.
For our middle school friends, it needs to be a little more concrete.
Yes.
For our younger friends, certainly more concrete. So I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
How would
you
scaffold it or turn it spiritual?
I would say, you know, like we're doing – this is catching time. We're trying to catch time, that conversation with them. And I think it's the time to ask, what questions do you want to ask me about faith, about God? Parents, I know, especially our parents of young ones, sometimes they don't feel very confident in their own faith. And so they're like, oh, they ask me questions and I don't know how to answer. There are no wrong answers. Yeah. There's only listening and being curious with your child. And then if you don't know the answer, you say, hey, I don't know the answer, but I'm gonna email Miss Rachel or Brian and find out exactly what's happening. Gosh, Brian, you're right. This is a hard one. This is a hard one to
But what we got to do right now is stop.
Yes.
And let you guys talk about it because we've talked about it to death or over it.
Yes.
So go ask the question, talk with one another, ask it one more time, Rachel.
How often do you raise your hand in class and why is that?
Perfect. All right. Have some good discussion. And we're back. Hopefully you're coming back with us again. Such a cool question. Why are we raising our hands? You know, me and Rachel, we're talking about why. Mm-hmm. Why do we want to ask? What's the curiosity? Where did that question come from? I had a young man come to me the other day in students, and he just goes, hey, you know, I've heard this idea of you can lose your faith or you can't lose your faith. Help me understand that, right? Mm-hmm. Great question.
Yes.
But there's got to be so much more underneath it, right? Like, love the guy, love this conversation that we are engaged in now, but there's more underneath it. Why are you doubting your faith? What's the bigger question there?
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming, right?
Yes.
Because behind every kid's question, there's a bigger why, right?
There is.
Even when we're in preschool, right?
Yes. Yes. You know, you're thinking like, oh, no, they just want, you know, the toy that's over across the room. Well, no, there's more to it. There is more that's going on in their brain. And we want to find out why. We may not get the answer right away. But as long as we stay curious and clearly communicate with each other, we're going to be okay.
Yeah. And moms and dads and students and children who are listening, think long term too.
Yes.
We want you guys to feel comfortable to ask questions of one another, to see curiosity, because this is where that conversation should happen. That's part of about catching time is this should be that space, this time when you're in the car or wherever you find yourself right now listening is, man, please stop listening to us. Ask each other questions, get to know each other better, and seek curiosity about one another and about a great big God who exists with us and wants relationship with us. So hopefully you catch some time. Ask each other some questions. Stay curious. Raise your hand to one another if you need to, if the discussion gets too big, right?
I love that.
You know, hey, I've got something I want to say. So
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Wonderful. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Yep.
Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.